It is a gutter reaction special. We couldn't wait for Gutman. We had to come down and talk about the fact that Liverpool are selling everyone, Liverpool are buying everyone. It is all going on. I've got Kieran, I've got Craig, and I don't even know where to start. There's breaking news all over the place. There's breaking news on...
I know you're John.
That fella who scores loads of goals, a bus.
The ones that pits in the goal, yeah. Scored loads against us.
So David Ornstein has said, Liverpool make approach to sign Alexander Isak from Newcastle United. LFC say no formal bid and well aware of Newcastle's stance show, but communicated interest in deal for 25-year-old Sweden international worth in the region of £120 million. Baby.
I'm on it. It's the kind of move that Liverpool traditionally, you felt as Liverpool traditionally wouldn't do, and then they did Verts, and it's the kind of move that once they did Verts, you then think that, well, actually that means that Isak's not available this summer and they won't do them. But then whenever you hear something like this come out, like, I believe that they're fucking bang up for it. He was a player at the beginning of the summer that if you'd asked any fan who Liverpool want and who the fans have most wanted him because of all the reasons we just mentioned, you know, nonetheless that he puts it in the fucking goal. But given the fact that they didn't sign anyone last year, given the fact that you'd imagine there's going to be some outs that, you know, I know we'll talk about Diaz in a little bit there, that there's going to be big money coming in for some of Liverpool's players and a couple of Liverpool's fringe players as well. And so you can see a way in which they're able to make this happen, both financially and for PSR. In terms of, like, just sheer excitement, like, Jesus Christ. Like, if they manage to do this, then Liverpool have signed the two most exciting available footballers on the market and two of the best in the world at what they do, in terms of one of the best 10s in the world and one of the best number 9s in the world. And you know what it tells me, John? That they want to fucking win it all next season. And so do I. So onwards out.